Over the past 18 months, a string of Asian countries have told Australia that they'll no longer accept Australia's plastic waste for recycling. China was the first to close its doors, followed by Thailand and Vietnam, with reports Malaysia is about to do likewise. Greg Borschmann has more.
Like the rest of the world, Australia has a problem with plastics.
We consume probably about 2.5 million tonnes a year of plastic. That works out to about 100 kilograms per person. Of that, we recycle about 10%, 11% to be more accurate. Of that, about half gets sent overseas and about half gets reprocessed here.
In recent years, Asia has been Australia's get-out-of-jail card for its plastic pollution. But first China, then Thailand, Vietnam, and now Malaysia and other Asian countries are closing their doors to Australian plastics. The plastic party is as good as over. Pete Schmeagle is CEO of ACOR, the Australian Council of Recycling.
We have relied in some part on exporting materials. Asia no longer wishes to accept those materials. So the moment has arrived where recycling stakeholders, policymakers, operators, industry, and the community need to say, okay, what steps do we need to take to A, increase that recycling rate, and B, keep more of that plastic in this country being made into new products rather than having to send it elsewhere.
Pete Schmeagle says there's been chronic underinvestment in recycling, including plastics, despite the real jobs and public support.
I think that the policymakers and the political class have realized that if we are to maintain this activity, which the community really values, which drives environmental benefits, which gives us jobs in an economy where it's tough to find high-vis jobs, if we want to keep that going, we do actually have to find a way to put more money back in.
The National Waste Recycling Industry Council brings together five state associations and nine major companies, describing itself as the United Nations of Waste Management and Recycling in Australia. Rose Reed is ENRIC's CEO. She agrees with Pete Schmeagle that the recycling industry is suffering from lack of investment, despite a billion-dollar revenue stream pouring into state government coffers from waste landfill levies.
In 2018-19, over $1.1 billion of funds were raised through waste landfill levies across the five states that currently have them. And of that, about two-thirds went back into consolidated revenue and a third has gone back into waste and recycling sector in various ways.
Australians filling their yellow recycling bins thinking they're doing the right thing, they'd presumably be pretty cranky about how those funds are being spent. But what about you as an industry? Do you feel that you're being ripped off?
Well, I think that the funds raised from the levy are there to help develop the resource recovery industry within Australia. And we would be looking for at least 50% of those funds to be returned back into the sector, developing recycling markets and resource recovery processing here in Australia.
Rose Reed says Australia is neither leader nor laggard when it comes to plastics recycling. But the industry is very excited about the establishment of a new Ministry for Waste Reduction and Environmental Management.
Oh, I'd say we're halfway between. We're definitely not a leader in this space, but we are responding. And the Assistant Minister for Waste Reduction and Environment Management is actually quite a leadership role for Australia.
Pete Schmeagle at the Australian Council of Recycling says he thinks the creation of a standalone ministry for waste reduction is a world first for Australia.
This is the first time, I believe, in any OECD country that there is direct ministerial responsibility and accountability for waste reduction in the form of the new assistant minister.
Pete Schmeagle says it's not just about jobs. Similar to the government's rebadged Climate Solutions Fund to cut greenhouse gas pollution, recycling can be seen as another direct action solution to bigger environmental challenges, like climate change.
Climate change is a very tough thing to make a difference around as an individual sometimes, and it takes sacrifice if you're going to do it. Recycling is accessible, it's available, it works, it's practical. The community wants to see it preserved and strengthened. We're excited because the politicians have now heard that community voice.
At Albury on the New South Wales-Victorian border, David Hodge has spent 10 years trying to fix Australia's plastics crisis. He says Australia should be on a war footing to deal with the problem.
Well, we are in a crisis, and I was sort of using that analogy of a war footing because people then realise the urgency of it all. You know, we've had the Iron Age, the Bronze Age, the Stone Age. I think we're living in the plastic age.
David Hodge says sorting and recycling most milk or water bottles and shampoo containers is relatively easy. He points to a new $12 million plant at Kilburn in South Australia. But his business, Plastic Forests, has concentrated on what he calls the soft plastics. They're much more difficult to clean and then separate the different plastic resins. He's effectively become Australia's ambassador for plastic recycling, advising governments in Queensland, New South Wales and Victoria. But he's still struggling to find markets and estimates that his business has soaked up perhaps $10 million over the past decade.
There's been many, many tears along the way. There's been many failures along the way. And as far as the money goes, well, there's many millions and millions of dollars that have gone into it, and I've had to sell a lot of assets along the way to keep the ball rolling.
David Horridge says plastic is important, but it just needs to be thought about more carefully.
People think that I hate plastic. Plastic is wonderful. You wake up in the morning and, you know, you touch your toothbrush, it's made from plastic. But generally everything we touch, whether it's the computer, the car, you know, the light weighting of plastics, plastic is needed. It just needs to be thought through. We've just got to think, when we go to buy it, when we go to use it, when you're a brand owner, why am I buying this type of plastic? Is it recyclable?
Like Pete Schmeagle and Rose Reed from the industry's recycling bodies, David Hodge says failure to deal with plastic as part of larger environmental problems is not an option.
I think in many hundreds of years from now that they'll be, you know, looking back at us as being completely and utterly irresponsible for the caretaking of the environment. And quite frankly, I just didn't want to be on my deathbed with my kids sort of saying to me, well, that's great, Dad, you stuffed the place up for us. Look what you've handed us.
That's David Hodge there, founder of the Plastic Forests Recycling Company. Ending that report by Greg Borschmann, the Environment Minister Susan Lee was unavailable for an interview, but in a statement to Breakfast, a spokesman says the Australian government has not received any formal notification from Malaysia or any other country about specific concerns with Australian waste imports. Our government will cooperate with the Malaysian government in the event a formal notification for the return of waste is in fact made.